Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
2 years later, it's still this hard to talk about.
I cry every day. I cry every day because I see her.
If you came to me at 17 and told me some cute stuff about being safe with my gun, I'm going to blow you off and I'm going to keep my gun because he's going to blow me away.
Just some of what you will hear this week as KMOX airs the series Open Wounds, the impact of gun violence in St. Louis. Well, it's the work of Megan Lynch and Carol Daniel, and Megan and Carol are here with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
This sounds like a very, very important topic. Tell us what it's all about.
Well, important, and it was pretty intense to put it together because basically what we were looking at is what's the human cost of all of the gun violence that we're seeing in this region? What's the economic cost? What's the real impact on people's daily lives?
And we were not looking at homicides. We were looking at victims who have been shot and survived. We're looking at children and the impact of gun violence on them. So this is not about murders and homicides. This is about gun violence and survival and what that survival looks like.
It's a very important take because we do hear about the homicide numbers. We have this many compared to last year. We set a record. We didn't, whatever. But the number of people who survive shootings, it's in the hundreds, thousands?
Thousands. If you look at some of the numbers that the city puts out from the neighborhoods, I think 1 year I looked and there were over 2,000 shootings. And that probably doesn't even take into account all of them by the time someone gets to the hospital and they realize what's happened.
And so keep in mind too, Brian, that people who are shot at, there is an impact there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not hit, but you are shot at. And there is a true emotional impact. PTSD is probably reigns in the city.
I'm sure it does. And then those who you talked to, what were some of the more striking stories you've heard?
I think what was, I don't want to say fascinating, maybe humbling to sit and hear people tell such personal things because they so much want for people to understand how devastating it is. That's for me, when I went back to listen to the interviews, sometimes I would think, wow, did I really even ask them that blunt of question? But they were so gracious and they wanted to answer because they want people to know how horrifying it is.
And you said that they told you it was therapeutic to talk about
exactly.
It.
Yes, exactly.
And I, one of my roles was to go to an emergency room, and I sat with the head of emergency room nurses. I wasn't in the emergency room, but to hear her talk, I don't think we ever really think of what nurses feel.
Right.
And what was striking to me, I had no idea, Brian, that if you come in and you have a heart attack, if you come in and you fell in your home and you broke an arm, they will talk to you about how to rehab. They'll talk to you about what to do to not have another heart attack. But she told me that they never talk to gunshot victims about what to do to change their lives. And she wants to see that changed, but she admitted that they are afraid. Sometimes it's gang violence. Sometimes rival gun victims come in and they are afraid to talk to them. So her attitude was, somebody needs to be saying something.
Is that what you heard also from the families of the victims? Somebody needs to be saying something. Somebody needs to be doing more to stop this cycle?
You know, I went to a gun violence forum, and there was an individual who had been a former gang member, and now he's working in his neighborhood to try to effect change. And he said he's tired of the discussions and the talks.
Mm-hmm.
Enough is enough. That people either need to get out of the discussions or get on the front lines and get their boots dirty, as it were, and get in there and effect some change.
How do they do that?
Well, I went to an elementary school, and there's a phrase now that people I think are beginning to hear and will hear more of, trauma-informed teaching, risk immersion, where children are in their neighborhoods immersed in risk. And I found that when we talk about gun violence, it goes hand in hand with homelessness. It can go hand in hand with hunger. It can go hand in hand with domestic violence. And so think of an 8-year-old whose clothes are dirty, coming to school hungry, has seen somebody shot, hears bullets. That's risk and that's trauma. And so what many schools in St. Louis Public Schools and around the country we know are doing is teachers are being trained how to teach in the midst of all this trauma, how to teach a child who is traumatized. So there is change, at least on the educational front, but it's not happening in all schools.
There was a picture in the Post-Dispatch a few months ago that showed about a 2-year-old in diapers standing on the sidewalk inside the yellow crime scene tape at another shooting in that neighborhood. And so when you see a picture like that, you see where these children are growing up in an environment that many of us can't even imagine.
And it's just a cycle, because when I was talking with some criminologists and researchers, they said what happens is when you have a neighborhood where you have a high gun violence rate, then it becomes isolated because people don't go there. Well, then you lose business opportunities, you lose jobs, and it just gets worse and worse. You know, and so we have these communities where these families and individuals are just basically isolated from the rest of our region.
Mm. And it's sad to hear that, but understandable that parents are afraid. And you might think that fathers are not involved, but the school that I went to, they are having conversations with fathers. And what I found was that parents are telling their children they have to be tough, they have to protect themselves. And this is a part of the PTSD, that they are reacting to being bumped. They're reacting to, you know, their shoe being stepped on. And that's a part of PTSD. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's at this heightened sense, and teachers and principals are having to try to calm them down. And as one of the teachers told me, de-escalate the parents. And they're fearful, they said, that their kids are going to be taken away. And so they're being very secretive about what's going on in their lives. And so teachers have to, you know, break through that to tell them, we have resources for you, we care about you, your children are safe here. It was very emotional.
It's one of the major challenges we face in America today. No question about it. Trying to stop that cycle. Just get it to stop.
True.
Carol and Megan, when will this air?
It will air Monday through Friday. You can catch it either in the morning at 7:22 or in the evening at 5:22.
And you always do great work. This, I think, is a really, really important series.
I'm so happy to be able to work with Megan for the first time. She's an award-winning series producer here at KMOX. She's been doing this for over a decade. And so I just feel like I got a chance to get in there with a champion and learn something just from a professional standpoint. She helped me to take it to another level. And we hope that those who hear it benefit.
I'm sure they will. We all will from hearing it. Thank you very much, Carol Daniel and Megan Lynch. Again, the series starts tomorrow here on KMOX. Up next, the latest news on Total Information AM.
This region is paying a steep price for gun violence.
Either you get shot at or you get shot. Once you heal, if you don't die, either it's going to turn you into one thing. You're going to either be a shooter or victim.
I'm Megan Lynch. Listen starting Monday at 7:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. as Carol Daniel and I bring you a special series of reports, Open Wounds, the Impact of Gun Violence in St. Louis, right here on News Radio 1120 KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.